We're launching a project called Peer Soup. This project is we at It's Your Choice. We provided information, advice, guidance for over 28 years all around the New Forest. This project will also provide information, advice, guidance to young people. But we see a lot of young people, particularly during the winter months, who are cold, they're wet, they're hungry, and we wanted to provide them with the opportunity of getting some proper nourishment at least one or two days a week, so that they, when they're coming into us, they do get the advice, but they also get some warmth and their basic needs met, I suppose, essentially.
And these young people that are cold, wet, and hungry, as you say, what sort of ages are we talking about here?
We're targeting young people around 16 to 25. We see particularly a lot of young people in that kind of 18, 19, 20 group that they're not owed any statutory services, but they actually have we see a lot of young people in that age range who've got, you know, what might be described as multiple needs around their kind of mental health, homelessness, not in education, employment, training. They need an awful lot of support, and this is one of the ways that we can reach them and actually get to them and provide them with the support they need.
How have they ended up in this situation where they haven't got their families to fall back on?
For a whole variety of reasons, really. It depends on their personal circumstances. In some cases, they've had really quite troubled childhoods. They may or may not have had sort of care experiences. Most of them haven't, actually, that we see. But they've had, you know, what a lot of them have had experience, they've experienced sort of failure, or things have not worked out for them for whatever reason. We at It's Your Choice have a policy where we make no judgments about that. We say we're here to support you. Our interest is in getting them back on track, getting them to make the right choices for themselves, for their futures, so that hopefully they'll lead happy and successful lives going forward.
And what's that like for them? How do they feel? You obviously talk to them. What's their state?
Well, the good thing about the young people that come here is that they trust the people that are here, and that's very, very important for organisations. That's what I think the most important thing with this charity is, that when they come to us, they know that we're not just about filling out forms, ticking boxes. They come here, we get to know them, we build relationships with them. They can come to us. Very often they come to us perfectly just like normal young people. They come to us with all sorts of issues, and sometimes they come to us in crisis or in difficulty. We're here for them, and we will continue to be here for them for as long as they need it. And I think that's one of the real values of the services that we offer.
And you sometimes forget that even though perhaps they are 18 and they are classed as adults, they still need help, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Actually, this age group, this 18 to 25 year age, fine if everything's going well, but it's a really difficult time, particularly for young people who've had difficult childhoods, adolescence. When they get to 18 to 19, 20, they really do want to make a go of it, but it's really difficult because they've not had the kind of classic upbringing where things have, you know, they've had the kind of things have gone well for them in the past, and so the difficulties are exacerbated for them. That's what we're here for. We're a charity that works specifically with that group. We want to work and help them to achieve going forward.